To mark the start of the General Assembly session today, the state legislative Black Caucus announced plans to push for bail reform, money for historically Black colleges and universities, and the development of State Center in Baltimore. And as WIPR's Rachel Bay reports, the powerful group also took a firm stand on medical marijuana.
None of the 15 firms licensed to grow marijuana in Maryland are owned by African Americans. The caucus plans to change that. A bill aimed at diversifying the fledgling industry died on the last day of session last year. Caucus Chairwoman Cheryl Glenn says the group won't accept failure this time.
We will have that bill passed in both chambers on the desk of the governor by the end of January, no later than the end of January.
Caucus members have previously warned that they won't cooperate on other Democratic priorities if the bill doesn't pass swiftly. The measure alters the commission that licenses growers and creates a fund to make the drug available to people with low incomes. It's scheduled for a committee hearing on Monday and could be on the floor of the House as early as next week. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.